Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Rob Maloney, who I've actually known for, can you believe it, 36 years. And Rob is the director and owner of Kerry Robert Associates. Rob, can you believe it? For nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Rob, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks, Paul. That's great. Very good intro. I hope I can match that as we go forward. Well, just very briefly, I've actually spent the last 33 years within hospitality financial recruitment. It's been a real passion of mine, and I've had the pleasure of dealing with some fantastic people and companies across the whole range. And to be honest, it's given me a really good insight, or hopefully it's given me a good insight into, you know, what really makes a positive and successful workplace. So what I'd like to do, and I know we've got a bit of a time frame, so I'd just like to share some of the common best traits, if you like, pretty much from a individual's point of view, rather than looking at the wider company perspective. So I'd like to start firstly, the first key trait is to prioritize self-care. And what I mean by that is, you know, to perform at your best, it's important to take care of yourself first. This includes, you know, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, and eating a healthy diet. You know, so I think, you know, if you feel good in yourself, and that's something I've seen across the board with the people I've interviewed, and you know, the good companies out there, they value that. And then next, I think it's important to really set smart goals. You know, make them specific, measurable, achievable, you know, relevant, and also time-bound. This, I think, gives a real roadmap to success, keeps you focused and motivated on what's important. Then I think you've got to stay organized. You know, keeping your physical and your virtual workspaces tidy helps you work more efficiently and reduces stress, you know? Also, practice active listening. So when you're communicating, guys, you know, give your full attention to the speaker. This improves understanding and strengthens relationships. Next one, I mean, embrace failure. You know, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Instead, you know, learn from them and use them as opportunities for growth. You know, continuously learn. You know, stay current and look to continuously develop new skills. You know, this will keep you engaged. It's keep you relevant and adaptable to change. And those qualities are so important, I think, in any environment. Keep an open mind, you know, stay open-minded, you know, be willing to try new things, he says. You never know when a new idea or, you know, or approach will lead to just amazing results. Yeah, you know, collaborate. You know, teams often achieve more than individuals. You know, practice team building, not team dragging, if that makes sense. Encourage collaboration, open communication, and, you know, respect for different perspectives, different ideas. Make sure everyone's pulling in the same direction and the journey will be much more enjoyable, you know? Stay positive. I try to when I can. Maintain a positive attitude, even during challenges. This helps you stay resilient, and also, I think, you get more focused on on solutions, you know. What else? Give back, you know, contributing to the well-being of others and the community, I think brings a real sense of fulfillment and purpose. And I think that's so important. Yeah, celebrate successes, you know, recognize both the big and the small achievements. Pop open a bottle of champagne when you can, do a dance, or simply just, high five your colleagues. Celebrating, I think, helps you stay motivated and focused on what you're doing. And it sort of helps you maintain momentum and sort of build a culture of positivity, How am I doing so far? Yeah, well, last but not least, I think, remember to have fun, guys. Life is too short to be serious all the time. Lighten up, have a chuckle with your colleagues, and enjoy the journey, So I think these are the points I wanted to share. I'm sure many of you, are very familiar with these. I'm sure you put them into practice daily, especially you, Paul, and the team.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Well, Rob, I just want to say thanks ever so much for those very clear and pragmatic solutions, really, to help people and organisations be their best. I've often heard it said, common sense is just not commonly practised. I mean, can you imagine if every individual, if every organisation, every team implemented the things that you've mentioned there? Again, it's so great to connect with you, Rob, after all these years.
And likewise, Paul.
And I just want to give a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the free events that we do on a regular basis. Robert, I know we're 5,000 miles away. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Of course, Paul.
Let's
Are you good to go?
Thanks, Rob. Who'd have thought we'd be high-fiving? What's the world coming to? A Welsh, Englishman?
Whatever works, Paul.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.